Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Medalef at the Mishnah. One may not punch down a hole in a lump of clay as it produces a candle. Vein oisim poichemim, one may not make coals. Vein choitchin es abesila leshnaim, one may not cut a wick into two as he made it a more usable utensil. Rebuda oime choitcha va'or leshtei neiris. Rebuda says one may put each end of the wick into two adjacent candlesticks and light the wick in the middle, thereby cutting it into two. The Gemara says, Tani lafasim stumais asan le'ev yontef le'if tachem v'yontef mepleishu kamachshir kli b'yontef. Lafasim parts which are a hollow ball of clay that is baked in the kiln and then cut in half, producing two bowls. If they were made before yontef, they may not be cut open on yontef as it's considered preparing a utensil on yontef. Taman taninan al lafasim Arunyos, Shehen Tahiros, Baal Ameis, the Tmeis, the Masa Azav. The Mishnah Mesechus Eduy says that Ironian lefasim parts do not contract tumor in a room where there's a corpse, but they can contract the tumor of Azav. Rav Lazar Reb Sadik Oime, Af Masa Azav, Tahiros, Mishne Shulay Nigma, Malachton. Rav Lazar Reb Sadik says they do not even contract tumor from Azav, since they're not yet complete, they have not been cut into half to make the two bowls. Asya the Yechida the Hacha Kustuma the Tamon, the Yechida the Tamon Kustuma the Hacha. The individual opinion here, which is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who permits opening lefasim on Yom Tov since they are already a utensil, agrees with the unnamed first opinion there that lefasim can contract the Tumah of Azav since they're considered a utensil. The individual opinion over there of Abelazar Reb Sadik, who says that lefasim cannot contract Tumah as they're not yet a utensil, agrees with the unnamed first opinion here that one may not open lefasim on yontif as one is making a utensil. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Yehuda bikas soimcha lekoiser b'shul shalai techaskeis. Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda says that one may place a piece of wood next to a wall to prevent the wall being damaged by the rain. Alternatively, it's to protect the wood. Tani em mechavin es habikas b'shul lachus aleha em b'shul shalai te'ashen es habayis v'es hakadeira muta. The Vaisa says one may not extinguish a piece of burning wood in order to save it, but it's permitted if it's done to prevent the house or the parts from being filled with smoke. Amar Rechananya v'she'ein sham avir, avlem yesh sham avir, mashlicha la'avir v'dayo. Rechananya says it's only permitted if there's no space in which to throw it, but if there is, he should do so rather than actively extinguish it. Amar Rebbe Nasa v'yos kein ana amrin, Hada Kuluisa Shawi Meshef Mechel Mina Vyamtava. Rabbi Nasa asked, are you correct that one cannot extinguish it if there is space, even if the smoke will cause them to suffer? Surely we say that one may rub in an eye ointment on Yom Tov to prevent himself from suffering. And Rabbi Mana Kan Leshimo Vakan Lerufua. Rabbi Mana answered, here healing of the eye is permitted, but merely to prevent suffering or smoke in the room, it's prohibited. Gimel Dram Ne'emu B'Pesila L'Hachmir V'Gimel L'Hakel Eilu Shloisha She'omu L'Hachmir. Three stringencies and three leniencies were said about wicks. The three stringencies are Ein Oisin Oisa B'Tchila B'Yomtuf, one may not make a wick on Yomtuf. Ein Choitchin Oisa L'Shnaim, one may not cut a wick into two. Ein Mefas B'Sin Oisa B'Or, one may not singe it in fire to make it easy to light the next time. Eilu Shloisha She'omu L'Hakel, and the three leniencies are Moy Achim Oisa, one may crush it by hand. V'Shoin Oisa B'Shemen, one may soak it in oil. And one may even split it between two candles using fire. V'chinna said in order to split them with fire, he must have a need for both wicks. Tani Rav Yehuda ben Pazi dva dalia dalaya mevi shtei neiros v'noisnam v'shneihem v'cholka ba'or l'shtei neiros. The Bible says from Rav Yehuda ben Pazi of Bar Dalia, one may bring two candles and put each end of the wick into a candle and use the fire to light and burn between them and produce two candles. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Chinna bar Idi b'shem Rav Moichtin es Apsila v'yomtef. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Chinna bar Idi quoting Rav said that one may remove the coal that's resting on top of a candle as it prevents the candle from burning properly.